At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
By now, you guys know how much I love BetOnline. Every betting odds that we have ever had on Fightful, whether it be MMA, boxing, pro wrestling, come from BetOnline.ag. We've given you guys a ton of great underdog picks, but you know what? They got so much more to offer at BetOnline.ag. The earliest lines, the fastest payouts, the industry's best bonuses at BetOnline.ag. They've been trusted for over 25 years by millions of people because of their safe and secure environment, their high credit card acceptance, and their payouts in minutes. But it doesn't end there. Baseball, basketball, fighting, soccer, or football, whatever you want to call it, BetOnline has you covered. Not just that, incredible games. Blackjack, roulette, Golden Dragon, Inferno. BetOnline has it all for you. Your one-stop shop, and this is not a fly-by-night operation. They've been around for 25-plus years, giving you the goods. Go make yourself some money. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp. It is December 11th, 2024. I am here for my first Fightful podcast of the day. I had to take off Monday. Me and Ibu had to kind of delay our second show because had a unique opportunity to fly to Dallas on very short notice. I'll tell you guys about that because we dropped a pretty big interview that I got there today. We've got Alex Pawlowski here. I am going to promote Fightful Select. Are you doing a Saturday night's main event post show, Alex?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean,
there we go.
Yeah.
$5 a month, $54 a year. Sour graps over there. Today we had news on the Winged Eagle talk and some of the push within WWE because it looks like that's coming back for one night only, which I find awesome. Think that that is very cool. A great way to do that. But we also had notes from Globe Life Field on Monday. I flew there on, I was telling Alex, a couple hours notice, did a bunch of interviews, including one with Tony Khan. Now, full disclosure, I was told before that not answering questions about Rey Fénix. So I did post a big story on that on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Please head over there and subscribe. But interview with Tony Khan going up today. We have 20 interviews in the can. It has been the busiest interview time of my life. And you can get early access to all of those on the tier two function of FightfulSelect.com. But that's not all you get over at FightfulSelect.com. And I promise I will stop the plugs after this, but it is my favorite time of the year. Fightful Awards time this Saturday night, right after Saturday night's main event. The FightfulSelect.com subscribers will have the opportunity to vote on a number of topics. So if you watch the award show and you go, why did so many of these people win? Why didn't these people win? Go vote. Your vote matters. Boy, have we ever found out that voting is important. Go vote in the FightfulSelect.com voting form that we will have up immediately after the show. And as I mentioned, if something occurs at World's End that like facilitates it, like that is just completely undeniable, we'll do a special vote. We had some promo of the year late candidates with New Day last week showing up there. So a lot of cool stuff there. Very, very excited for you guys to do that. Again, my favorite part of the year, presented this year by NordVPN.com. And NordVPN.com/Fightful. And I wanted to send our love to our friend Sabrina.
good friend of mine lost someone very close to her. Oh, man. Guys, while you're here, thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications, drop a fruit emoji, let us know you're here. Alex, how you doing?
Good. You know, it's we're only 2 weeks till Christmas. So yeah. I had to, you know, like, obviously I had to step up things as we get closer to Christmas. You'll have to get more and more festive. So this is just, we're in the third inning, so to speak, of Christmas here, at the Pulowski household. So we're moving toward it.
So, I had mentioned last week, I think I did the Wednesday show last week, right? Was I on it?
Yes.
I did the Macaulay Culkin Home Alone screening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, I gotta find Die Hard in a theater. And I did. And I get to go next Thursday. That's awesome. So excited for that. But I'm excited to talk AEW Dynamite. Winter is coming. Or winter is here. Well, I don't know what the hell it is.
Winter's coming.
It felt like a dynamite. It was just a dynamite. That's what it was. It was
dynamite.
It's going
to be like 15 below with the wind chill here. Winter is already here. Winter is not approaching. Winter is not on the way. Winter is here.
Yeah. And apparently winter calls for just a dynamite. That's it. Like nothing crazy or anything. We did get the return of Tony Storm, which we'll talk about, but we kicked off with John Moxley and Pac defeating Orange Cassidy and Jay White. Thanks to Hangman, attacking Mox. Or was it a DQ?
It was a DQ.
Yeah. Luis.
They won. I mean, Pac and Moxley won by disqualification.
It holds no weight in AEW, and we know it. That's just the way they operate.
That is, I believe, how it was actually scored by the referees. This is a win by disqualification. So,
and those finishes, I mean, I would say this. They seem, I don't, how do I phrase this? They happen with such less frequency than WWE. But when they happen, I'm like, oh, how dare you in AEW? What?
Yeah. It's my stars. Something terrible has happened. Yes.
I watched a Raw with 3 straight roll-up pins a couple weeks ago. Yeah. But if they do a DQ finish at the start of AEW Dynamite, I'm like, who booked this shit? What happened?
Yeah,
this is not the game I love.
No, but to me, I watch it and I think that because it happens so much more rarely, that when it does happen, it carries more weight. So what is the decision? What is the story that happens here? Why does it happen? It happens so that you can have Moxley say, "Okay, boys, fatal four way," like. That's why you do it here, to progress the storyline to the title match at World's End, as opposed to just all the time with no real story progression, just because this actually serves a purpose. Hangman wants to get his hands on John Moxley. He wanted to get his hands on John Moxley last week. There was a whole thing. They beat him up. They keep stomping on his knee. He doesn't like these guys. Jay White and Orange Cassidy... They get to be in a tag team match against them. Why don't I? I would also like to get a piece of John Moxley. We all know Hangman is a little unhinged, shall we say. So this is how he gets his hands on John Moxley. And that's what happens. I understand not liking it because I don't like it either. But at least it actually shows character progression and story progression. At bare minimum, that's what you should have with almost every match.
Yes, I realize I had the collision frame on behind us. Apologies for that. But yeah, Hangman getting involved here. And I saw where, I think it was Shivani that said that for some reason, Orange Cassidy had a stay of execution. I mean, quite literally after last week. Quite literally. Yeah. Which is funny because I want to carry that over into... into the FTR segment, because I love that FTR are acknowledging this. They're like, you know, before we were rudely interrupted by an attempted homicide last week.
Yep.
and they promoted the Asheville show. They're talking about how important it is. They're talking about, you know, helping rebuild. Basically, they're saying, North Carolina, come on and raise up.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter is what I got out of this promo. Right. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the long and short of it.
Yes. I appreciate I think FTR being utilized as like the that stuff's not going to fly around here, guys. Not like we have a we are defending AEW. Just like, could you boys settle down? Like, that's I kind of enjoy them as the uncles of AEW who are there to make sure that the kids don't roughhouse too much, but don't really have too much of a problem with this unless you have a problem with us, in which case, yeah, we'll be your huckleberries. So that's a cool addition to the whole AEW versus the Death Riders storyline. It's great. I have no idea what PD Pablo is. So
you don't remember that he sang Freak-a-Leak? You don't remember Freak-a-Leak?
I don't recall ever having heard a song entitled Freak-a-Leak.
My God, I can't believe you escaped that one. Like, honestly, that and the song that I quoted were both very big hits, but especially Freak-a-Leak.
Okay. Okay.
You have for sure heard Freak-a-Leak. I'm almost ready to risk demonetization just to play the song.
I was going to say, can you hum a few bars? Because I don't recall Freak-a-Leak. So
I can't believe you don't. I'm going to play it on my phone. There's no way you haven't heard it.
I don't know, man. What give me a time frame, cuz I don't.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's HIMS.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's HIMS.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where's the hook?
Okay.
I cannot believe that.
Listen, if most of the stuff I listen to is like pre-1995, I'm a very old soul when it comes to music.
There is no way you have not heard. Where is it? What is wrong with you?
I listen, I don't spend a lot of time in the club. So if that's where it's playing, I wouldn't have heard it.
It was all over the radio, MTV. Well,
that right there off I don't listen to the radio. I'm not a radio guy.
This show is absolutely going to get demonetized. So a couple of requests. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in.
Uh-huh.
We are going to have a Christmas stream at some point.
Yeah,
where we always do that, and all of the super chats, humper chats, go towards Christmas bonuses for our staff and the like, and then generally myself and Jimmy mash them for a charitable cause. But this Friday, we are donating all the super chats and humper chats from the post SmackDown show to a toy drive that Bailey is doing, and then I am going to match those, and then we have another viewer who is willing to match those.
Right.
So make sure you guys tune in on Friday. And of course, I'll be here Saturday with Andrew Baydala talking
people
about...
People asking, have I never been to a house party? I'm 45 years old. The last house party I went to was 2007. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a long time. I don't know.
The last house party Alex was at was before House Party was a movie.
Quite that old, but yes, I agree. It's been a while.
James Zimmerman says, great show, both AEW and y'all there at Fightful. Happy holidays, everybody. God bless us, everyone. I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate you. We had the Moxley promo backstage. What did you think of this?
I'm a big fan of Moxley's style. It's freewheeling. It feels like he just came up with it on the spot, even if he didn't, which I believe he does. But I'm a marked man. There's nothing I would like to be more than a marked man. And heavy is the head that wears the crown. Wouldn't have it any other way. I love that he's like, all of you guys fighting over who gets the next title shot. It's your egos that are ruining AEW. This is a perfect microcosm of this. If you would all just work together, you might be able to topple us. But you can't. And to prove that you can't, I'll get in the ring with all three of you. Because if you wanted to, the three of you could gang up on me, draw straws as to who gets the pin, and then we're done. The Death Riders are gone. But because I know all of you have too big of egos to work together, then that's fine. I'll take all of you on. That's fine. I love that it's Mox who says, let me have all three of you at once. I think it's great.
Irene says, Hangman is AEW's main character, but the four-way is an ideal opportunity to get Jay or Cassidy a title reign. Neither Mox nor or Adam have to take a pin. I have long thought that the direction, Irene, was Moxley goes on his reign of terror. Darby is sent away physically. He climbs Mount Everest. He literally plants the flag, as he said at that press event. Then he comes back and wins the title.
Right.
And I don't know if they can keep this storyline going long enough for that to happen.
Right.
And I think that Darby's, what I thought was probably his best promo he's ever had, goes a long way in that, Alex. I'll talk about that right now. He said, John Moxley keeps talking like there's something wrong with AEW. This gave him what he wanted out of his wrestling career. It gave me an opportunity. He's like, the Continental Classic is a perfect example of everything that is right with AEW. And very rarely do this place sucks and I'm going to fix it stories work. Very rarely should the company be the main character in a storyline. Because I'm here to watch good wrestling and interesting stories. Like, not to be like, hell yeah, AEW, brother. Like, not one of those. Like, maybe the talent is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you chant that during a match, but I thought that Darby and him punching himself in the mouth was maybe a little too dramatic, but I thought,
yeah, Yeah.
I think he could have proven his point without that, but
yeah,
I'm saying violence and pain doesn't really bother me that much. I feel like you could have done that without punching yourself in the mouth.
Yeah.
But of which after that, Tony Schiavone goes, people say he's reckless. He's very level-headed. Like he punched himself in the face.
He gave himself color during a promo. He's not level-headed.
Which also shows me is another example, by the way, a completely different rant I have about why closed fist punches should absolutely be illegal in pro wrestling, because I have long believed it's the fakest thing in pro wrestling,
right?
Is a closed fist punch.
Yeah. I think that I hope there are levels that they have planned to go to. The Death Riders as a faction that runs quote unquote AEW is four guys and a lady with a briefcase. And I'm still waiting for the Marina Shafir to like get involved in any kind of matches herself. I thought we were going to get one after Willow came in and thwarted her during the OC match, but they haven't moved to that yet, but it's just five people. And the reason why they could run roughshod over everything is because, as Moxley says, none of you will actually get over your differences, band together, and stop us from doing this. And so when they might actually decide to do that, then Moxley and the rest of them are in trouble. And I kind of want there to be a truce, an alliance, or something formed between them and, let's say, the Hurt Syndicate to get more bodies on their side. Then you have an actual honest to God, like split between what's the AEW, pick a side. Everyone's got to pick a side. And if you do that, maybe that lasts you until what, Double or Nothing. And I don't know what the timeline is right now. I agree with you. This can't last forever. And certainly I don't think to whenever Darby gets back from Everest, the crazy truth is if he gets back from Everest, because lots of people die on that mountain every year and not even die. You could get frostbite and lose a foot.
Yeah.
Like it's a crazy thing that he's going to do it because it very well could be the end of his career in a lot of different ways. But if the plan is for him to go, come back healthy enough to wrestle and then win the title from Moxley, I think they need to lay out a lot more beats of this story to extend it. Otherwise, it's going to get stale.
After I had posted the quote where Darby said he was going to plant the flag at the top of Mount Everest, someone said, wasn't he supposed to do this like 8 months ago? And somebody had posted a tweet that said he was supposed to. Then he broke his foot, got hit by a bus, and broke his face. And I was like, that isn't hyperbole.
No, it's not.
That is an accurate tweet.
That's a thing that happened. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Vicky says, hi, SRS and Alex. I'll give you cash because you showed me Sting this week. Missing ingredients felt anticlimactic. Darby being a one-man army is a bit too much, and I love him. Cash for Ospreay, too. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Vicky. Hope you're doing well. Sting very much going to be at AEW All In. Also, Bryan Danielson is as well, but I've mentioned this. They lost CM Punk last fall or the end of last summer. They lost Sting this spring.
Yeah.
They lost Danielson this fall. Those are three big, big stars to be losing. So MJF getting back is good as long as they do something creative. Omega will be back sooner than later. That is all very important. But also keeping Sting around for the occasional cameo, I think, is very smart as well. Very smart. What else do we have? Actually, you know what? Let's hear from our wonderful partners at NordVPN.
How many times have you seen it? A big name wrestler gets hacked. They're trying to sell PlayStations or something on their Twitter. They need that NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just for that,
but all their sensitive files, their storyline information, their pitches, their private documents. You want NordVPN.com/Fightful to protect you when you're on the road or when you're at home. When you're at home, you can put it on your router. It protects everything. You can put it on your phone, laptop, desktop, PC. But on the road, whether you're at the hotel connecting to that Wi-Fi, the airport connecting to that Wi-Fi, the event center even, you want to have some protection for your devices, and NordVPN.com/Fightful does that. In addition, you shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi, secure every device you own, and add extra layers of security to your digital life, in addition to all the great features we tell you about all the time. They also have 24/7 support if you need that help. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
James Zimmerman gets a super chat in, says just trying to help because this is getting demonetized. Yes, please have some mercy on us here, guys. DNC Digital says the promotion I work with, Combat Cult, did a festival. Performances by Petey Pablo, Frankie J, and Juvenile. This was fall of 2024. Juvenile's Tiny Desk concert is like one of my favorites that they have done on NPR. It's like, it's phenomenal. If you guys haven't checked that out, it is. If you don't even know what I'm talking about, please Google Juvenile Tiny Desk Concert because it is such a phenomenal concept. It is literally them doing concerts acoustically inside of a library. Nice. Speaking of, Parker Hines says, with this show at a smaller venue, the crowd was into the majority of the show. Their shows moving forward are going to be, but they have mic'd things better. The crowd has been hotter. Listen, you can say what you want about the attendance and the viewership, and you know, there are plenty of criticisms to go around there, but the last couple of weeks they have had hot crowds, and that I feel, Alex, is crucial to this show doing well. You got to have it doing well with the crowds.
The crowds being into it, being heard, feeling like it is everyone's there on top of things, you know, cheering everything on and really involved. That's going to change a lot of perception of what this is, of what AEW is doing, how they're being perceived. So I'm really looking forward to seeing as it gets further into this new era of these, you know, smaller venues, of how it feels every week. Cause right now it feels great.
We got Black Phoenix Brand saying, is there a chance Christian is actually going to win the AEW championship when he cashes in his contract? Yeah, I think he does. I think he does somehow eventually.
Is that a thing where like, he has a certain time period? Because, I mean, if he has a full year to cash it in, like the Money in the Bank or whatever, then sure, you have a very good option. If the plan is to have Darby somehow win it off of Moxley, Christian there to ready to cash in on Darby and kind of ruin his moment would be a very Christian thing to do. Not Christian in the sense of, you know, good for your fellow man, but Christian in the sense of Christian Cage.
Oh, JP says, when do you think we see the AEW World Championship? Do you think Mox will show it at the next pay-per-view? I think they should. Don't they got to hold it up and everything? Like,
I don't know.
I just don't understand the motivation of that.
Yeah, well, they especially because they keep referring to it. We assume the title is in the briefcase, but we really don't know. And when they keep calling attention to it, I'm assuming that it's not in the briefcase because they keep saying we really don't know if it's in the briefcase. We're not really sure, and I think they're keeping it hidden because, he melted it down into something else, or he radically changed it, or it's not in there and it's something else. Like they're because they keep drawing attention to it, there's got to be a swerve in there somewhere. I'm just not sure what it is.
JP says, it seems strange we even keep hearing that the Death Riders have AEW under siege. Steven Seagal was in way more trouble than AEW. You feel like this storyline is working? I feel like there have been very crucial and important story beats that just haven't hit or just haven't existed. Like when they say that Moxley is seizing control of the Superstation and he just cuts a promo, it's like, what is this then?
Yeah.
Like we've sat through Retribution where they had a guy waddle out there, all 5 foot two of them.
Yeah. Bad.
Man. So it's just not hitting for me right now.
There are ways to do it to make it work. But they need to have more than five members of their squad. Sending out a few goons to disrupt a match if they don't like how it's going, because we run things around here, that might get old and tiresome watching, but at least it would actually be the thing that they are purporting to do, which is to cause havoc and change things around here or whatever. When they were attacking Private Party with a hammer, like, it sure felt like they were running roughshod over the company, but that's a long time ago now.
2LT Photo says, money for the demonetized, because Sour King ain't a freak elite. Can't wait to go to Fight to the Fallen. Cope return. Happy holidays, Fightful. I would be shocked if Copeland wasn't there. Right. It seems like he is he's ready to go. I don't want to say ready to go, but cleared to resume training and the like. But I would be surprised if he's not, considering he's from the area.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming what we're getting there is FTR versus two members of the Death Riders. And at the end of that match, FTR, maybe they win, but at the end of that match, at least post-match, there's going to be a beatdown. And out comes Adam Copeland to rescue them. And I think we get rated FTR as the next trio's champs. I think we get Adam Copeland and FTR fighting against the current trios champs. I think that's the plan.
We got Kevin Hale saying, happy holidays, friends. Agree to the thought of Death Riders getting stale. However, aren't we getting an angle with them and the Elite's return? I mean, that's just presumptuous at this point. You would think so, but like, are we rooting for the Elite? Are you rooting for the Young Bucks who were back after they were doing virtually the same thing?
Yeah, no, that is a weird thing to be. That's what I said. Like, people are booking like the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega getting back together to take down the Death Riders. And I'm like, well, I hope they have a long heart to heart and Kenny confronts them about how they tried to murder him with diverticulitis while he was on a stretcher, because that seems like the kind of thing would be hard to come back from if you were, friends.
JP, actually, we already read that one. We had the Christian Cage promo, and then Hook broke in and busted his ass all the way around. They much more safely with the glass spot. He's got his arm, bandaged up and all that from the injury, and then he really whoops Christian's ass all over that room. I thought this was one of the better segments that they've had throughout this feud.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was really good. I mean, if we're going to continue this whole thing, the thing I keep wanting is for when Samoa Joe comes back, that he kind of just, he's going to let it slide that Chris Jericho put him through a wall with a forklift and instead go to back up Hook in the feud with the Patriarchy. I still think that Hook and Samoa Joe were so great together in the short time that they were a tag team. The backstage stuff was so hilarious. So that's what I'm hoping.
Jam Beard says, just got to give a shout out to the AEW video packages tonight. And in that last 2 months or so, since they hired all those new collaborators, Julia's videos and Bandito's plus a women's main event are all great. That Bandito video was so much fun. I love this. Let's talk about this. Like, listen, I'm a Sunset Riders fan. I want somebody to make a mod with Hangman Page, Bandito, Brian Keith. This was so fun because it wasn't like a normal like he's doing pro wrestling moves in this vignette, beating up people in this Wild West town.
Yeah,
I thought this was phenomenal, Alex.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. I love the idea. What a cool idea to shoot it in some low rent, like, you know, Wild West theme park. But I love that it's like almost Hateful Eight style. The Wild West in the snow is always a really cool concept to me. Like Wild West up in the mountains. The snow in the background and everything. It's a really neat concept. But yeah, just him beating up cowboys. Sure, why not? And I can't wait to see him get back in the ring.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long, long time.
Sometimes I forget exactly how long it's been, but I mean, he's been out of action for like, what, a year and a half now?
Something like that. Yeah.
Insane. Insane. Glad he's back. Ospreay defeats Claudio Castagnoli. Listen, you knew this one was going to be a good in-ring match. Mm. How'd you feel about this one, Alex?
This is everything I wanted it to be. A really, really excellent kind of a, you know that these guys have a lot more in the tank for any kind of a future match, but this was everything you wanted a first time thing to be between them. Right guy won. Ospreay winning is really good. Putting him now, but the interesting thing of Ospreay has the most matches left of anybody in the C2. Because he came in having only had one, and Kyle Fletcher already has three. So like there's a good way to like get him built up. If the actual story that they're building to is you're going to figure out a way to get Ospreay versus Fletcher in a rematch from Full Gear for the Continental Championship. Honestly, I think that's a fairly simple, a tried and true story to go through. And having him have those matches is great. Also, to me, very important that the other match in the Gold League shook out tonight the way that it did as well, because it means so much more for a future match between Ospreay and Ricochet if Ricochet is also doing well in the Gold League. So both these matches tonight, I thought, had the right winners. Even though I do love Brody King and I do love Claudio, I think that for the story going through the Gold League, there's a lot of really a really great stuff here. And I really enjoyed both these matches. I thought they were both laid out pretty perfectly. I love Ospreay just out wrestling Claudio. Doesn't hit a Stormbreaker, doesn't hit a Hidden Blade, doesn't do any of that stuff. He just gets him caught in a great jackknife pin. Sometimes a great pinfall is all you need to win a match against a great wrestler.
And that's what I've always loved. Since Survivor Series 95, I've felt that way. Since Bret Hart beat Diesel with that great small package, I've always felt that way. What else do we got? Sorry, I just got a statement from Janelle Grant's attorneys. Hmm. So I'll be posting that over on my Twitter and Blue Sky momentarily. We got Jambeard saying also Bandito is on that Orton diet. He looks great. He looks really great.
He is cut.
Chances Cardona becomes All Elite and Tony is back. Well, we saw him tonight, Alex. Great reaction for him when he showed up last week. Listen, I think that it's a common sense booking for Jericho. It's a guy he's familiar with. Right. Cardona says he belongs in AEW. I mean, they haven't felt that way enough to sign him. Do you think they will?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what ROH is going forward, and if they announce TV, like a TV deal at Final Battle, then obviously you figure out how does he help the TV product if that's where he's going to go, ROH. And I think that he certainly can. He's definitely a TV ready type of guy. I think he's been doing an excellent job on the indies. I don't know. It depends on how they would use him consistently, but for a one-shot thing coming in capitalizing maybe on the stuff between GCW and AEW that's in the news, then I think this is a fine thing to do. It's it'll be a big hit in Hammerstein. So this all makes sense. Moving forward, we'll have to see.
I think that this is a let's see how this goes type of thing. Parker says Cardona for ROH World Champion. There was somebody in on the Fightful Select Q&A that I did this week. Go check that out. They said, well, is this possible that Cardona wins the title at Hammerstein and then Ricky Starks wins it back at the GCW show at Hammerstein and they mend fences? And I'm like, well, that is absolutely not the plan. There's no communication there whatsoever. But that absolutely...
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Absolutely should happen.
That should happen 100%. Like, especially if you got TV, there's nobody that, you could do better with for ROH. People would tune in to watch whatever Ricky Starks does as the champion. He's amazing. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss an episode of ROH if Ricky Starks was the champion on TV every week doing Ricky Starks stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, yes, do that. I don't think they're going to, but yes, do it.
We've got JP saying, is there a Matt Cardona signing coming soon? I think it'll be a situation where they look at how things go.
Yeah.
That's the New York Minute is actually 2 minutes, by the way. But it did feature Brian Keith saying, I'm going to take a bite out of your ass.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Adam Cole defeated Kyle O'Reilly. After MJF has not been on TV in person in so long.
Right.
It seems really weird to just have him show up in a vehicle, come out, and get super kicked.
Yeah, it does.
Match is good. I like the match.
Yeah.
Adam Cole versus MJF finally happening at World's End. Thank God. Let's get this done with. But
yeah. And Kyle O'Reilly being pissed about everything. I don't have as nearly as big a problem with the Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roddy Strong, MJF stuff as a lot of other people, but I can certainly see how it would be wearing thin. So the idea that if it turns into like some kind of weird interconnected faction feud thing where like it's Adam Cole and Bennett and Taven versus Kyle O'Reilly and Roddy Strong. Like, is that a thing that piques people's interests? Because from the SGS Discord, the Sour Grabs Discord, the answer would be a resounding no. So I don't know. Like it's we'll see. I don't expect Adam Cole to beat MJF. I think MJF retains probably because Kyle O'Reilly has a problem with all of this. And MJF then goes to film another movie, or is he back full time? Like, I don't know, but this is just a weird thing trying to do all of this. This whole thing has been entirely cursed from the time Adam Cole took a little hop off of a ramp and his entire ankle exploded. All of this has been cursed, and I feel really bad for everybody involved because that's just the way things happen.
Yeah, it just hasn't worked out the way that it should have, or like it looked to. We have a bunch of super chats and humper chats about this. Lord Peter says, great show. Would have been better if Brody King, Kyle O'Reilly had gotten wins, but I'll take it. And JP says, I really dislike the Adam Cole storyline. I think the timeline is past. There's no reason to do this, and I really hope they're not going to put him over MJF. Do you think that's what they'll do? Because that's what the storyline has to be. How are you seeing this one, Alex?
From Kyle O'Reilly's reaction tonight, after losing, before the match even, he wouldn't shake hands with Adam Cole. From his reaction to this, it certainly seems like they're primed to do a Kyle O'Reilly costs Adam Cole the match deal. And then that's your last shot, says MJF. And then they just move on. You know what I mean? And so Adam Cole then has a problem with Kyle O'Reilly. I mean, it would be weird to see Roddy feud with the Undisputed Kingdom. However, they have a very easy path to get there in that just like Kyle O'Reilly blames Adam Cole for what happened to Roddy Strong, Roddy Strong blames Adam Cole for what happened to Roddy Strong. And there you have a little bit of a thing between these two former friends. But again, I don't know if what that where that is on the card. That's not anywhere near a top of the card type thing, or even a middle of the card thing for a lot of people. So MJF winning, especially because you probably want to have more things for him to do when he gets done filming all of his movies, he's gone on the slate. It seems better for him to win than to lose.
Chad says, great show, but the Undisputed stuff continues to be a weak point for me. I was watching AEW in 2019-20, so I have no attachment to this NXT black and gold drama. Wish they'd go their own way, as I like them all individually. I want to see them continue together, but like together. Like, I want to see them go on a trios run or something like that. I really want to see the Elite versus NXT or Undisputed Era. Like, yeah. I really want to see that. But, you know, well, hopefully. No, right. They have never stayed healthy at the same time after years at this point. And it's just my luck. Chi-Town Spurs says show structure was hilarious to me. Found most of Dynamite very good. But the 30-minute stretch of Cole O'Reilly sandwiched by Cardona and Jericho ROH promos made me want to scream. It is like there's some of this stuff should be on Rampage or Collision. Listen, I get Adam Cole being on Dynamite. I do, but it's hard for me to see the reaction that this is getting online and then say, yeah, more of this here on this show. More of this here on this show. Mm-hmm. Don't get it. Eric says, give Ricky Starks the ROH Athena push. Well, he ain't got that long on his deal, buddy.
Yeah.
Ain't got that long. Black Phoenix Brand says, speaking of Ricky Starks, is there a world where we can see Ricky Starks as the savior of AEW from the Death Riders? I wish, man, because I think that Ricky Starks is one of those guys that is good enough to be a major player in AEW. I don't know why AEW has never seen that and why AEW has never... I can't say they never seen it. They had him scheduled for a program with CM Punk. He had a great match with Danielson, but then they put him in a tag team.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Irene says, Kenny returning to defend AEW against Death Riders, but needing new allies because the Elite turned on him, has a ton of potential. Who teams with Kenny? I've always been under the impression that Kenny was going to come back and do the Okada stuff because of how he went away.
Me too.
But he is the most AEW guy.
Right.
The most AEW guy.
I just had a wild idea that kind of fledged for me because Vicky was saying, put Malakai with Kenny. And I was like, I don't know. House of Black is definitely doing babyface stuff and they do not like the Death Riders right now. Kenny Omega coming back and saying that I nearly died. I have resurrected. I am the one-winged angel of death. And putting him with the House of Black and darkening up Kenny a little bit, but for the side of good could be a really wild hair, crazy idea. But like the most obvious thing is you put Kenny Omega with Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin. That's the most obvious idea, the most easy to do is you put Kenny with the biggest baby faces, the one who keep doing it. The one that I want is I want this. I want the person who ends up toppling Moxley to be Swerve with Hangman's help. That the way Hangman actually is able to redeem himself fully in the eyes of the fans is to put all that crap with Swerve behind him and return AEW to the AEW originals. by helping the guy who he tried to murder several times, because it's more important to him that AEW is in a good place. Because if, as everyone says, Hangman is the main character of AEW's entire run, then he needs to play a major role in finally vanquishing the champs that are here to try and destroy AEW.
You know what? I like that. I like that. Apologies for the allergy-induced asthma, guys. John says, is Wardlow injured or just not being used? He is injured. Martin Morrow says, does it devalue that Daniel Garcia's TNT title and Claudio's anarchy by them belong or being in the Continental Classic? And that's from Martin Morrow from the Before the Bell podcast. I understood why Daniel Garcia was in the Continental Classic. It's to show his growth from his very few points that he earned last year. Right. But also, it's like, why tie the TNT title up in this right now?
That's the thing for me, is that you just won the if he had lost to Jack Perry, absolutely put him in the Continental Classic, have him win the whole thing. That's the redemption arc. That's the I almost lost every match in the Continental Classic. I was at my lowest, but then I took a whole year to come back to get to the Continental Classic and win it again. That was perfect. Him beating Jack Perry and becoming the TNT champion served the same purpose. So then him doing that, and then the next time it is possible, he starts wrestling in the Continental Classic. He just won the TNT title. We're just going to put the TNT title on hold for 6 weeks. Doesn't feel like that's the right thing to do with a brand newly won title. And also Claudio, can't get involved in all the beatdowns of everybody else that the Death Riders are doing, because he's got to like stay limber for his match against Will Ospreay, kind of defeats the purpose of what the Death Riders are doing, which also puts the Trios titles on hold for as long as Claudio's in the C2 as well. You have all these titles and you have people who have titles and could be doing things with those titles tied up in a tournament for a different title. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
We have, we had the recap of the Continental Classic. JP then sends one about the Ricochet match. Says Ricochet getting chopped in the chair and then saying, leave me alone, pop me big. This match was amazing. It was very good. Dude, Ricochet was on one tonight. He was loud. He was vocal. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to see this out of Ricochet. Just like I've always said, a guy who knows exactly how good he is, Alex.
Right. This is the most that he has reminded me of Prince Puma. Obviously not all the vocalizations and stuff, but like,
yeah,
this felt like Prince Puma versus Mil Muertes to me. Like, this was that kind of a match where like somehow it felt like Ricochet was going to figure out a way to beat this dude who's way bigger than him and hits so damn hard. And he's just going to figure out a way to do it. So, like, this is how it worked. And I really love Brody King, but I think that you want to have the story being, like, Ricochet and Ospreay being right there when they actually wrestle each other in the classic. What I hope is the overall story between those two is we really don't know who's better than the other one, because Takeshita got involved in their match when they had it before. And now if they in the Continental Classic, if their match goes to a draw, we really don't know who's better, and keep that going. And the easy, cool story for me would be if Ospreay's won in the Gold League and Ricochet's two, but they have a draw in league play, and Fletcher is number one in the Blue League, and so it's Fletcher versus Ricochet in the semifinals. And Ospreay couldn't put Ricochet away in 20 minutes. But Fletcher, using common Fletcher tactics, of course, is able to turn the tables on Ricochet and beat him in like 11 minutes, brutally. And makes like, you couldn't do anything to your friend. Look what I did to him. That means when we face her in the finals, I've got your number. And then in the finals, you could have Ricochet kind of like Ospreay kind of like avenging what happened to Ricochet against Fletcher. as well as everything else. There's a really cool storyline in there if they decide to go that way.
We've got Thomas saying, I wish we would stop calling the top baby faces going against the big bad heel faction, Team AEW. I agree. The company should not be a main character.
I think it's an easy shorthand, which is why so many people use it. They don't have there's no faction name to call them. So it's a lot easier than saying, you know, simply because the Death Riders are change. They want to change AEW. And so all these other guys want to keep it the way it is, kind of. So it's much easier to say Team AEW versus the Death Riders. But I agree with you. That is not what they are.
Do you know why the January 16th Collision in Louisville tickets aren't on sale yet? Hard to move tickets if people can't buy them with time to plan. I agree. I don't have a single clue why that's the case, or why the January 15th episode of Dynamite is not announced yet. I'm pretty sure it's going to be in my neck of the woods as well. Like, I won't be able to go to the 16th. I'm going to Vegas, but you gotta be able. It's not because WWE is running around there, because they don't run Broadbent Arena. But I wish I had an answer for that. That's something they got to get better at. Brandon Watson says, at the World's End media scrum, could you ask Tony Khan when AEW is coming back to Grand Rapids, Michigan? If this is serious, no offense to you. One, I will never ask somebody, when are you coming back to whatever. That is like a no-no in media. But also, I will not be there. I will be getting home from a vacation that day. And I'll be covering the show, but I won't be there. Jambeard says, I kind of want it to be Ospreay that beats Mox. I know he's not a day one guy, but it feels like how FTR love AEW. He said he'd become a savior a few weeks back in a promo against Fletch. I mean, I feel like even if it is Darby winning that, then Christian's just going to beat him for the damn title immediately anyway.
Right.
And I don't think that booking for heat is necessarily the best thing to do. We're in sort of like a babyface wrestling era right now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's more the way to go, but I think Ospreay winning would be great because he is so very clearly like the top guy. He just likes to lose to everybody. I think Dave Meltzer had a very good point that AEW is lacking a top babyface that almost never loses. And that is important. It is very important.
Yeah.
Ricochet did defeat Brody King. There was one spot that I was like, okay, almost a no sell of the Shooting Star Press. But it also looked really badass.
It made Brody King seem like, I don't know how he's going to beat him. And when he accidentally caught the top turnbuckle that had the pad taken off, and Ricochet's like, well, I guess this is how I'm going to beat this guy. And he knocked out his ankle and hit him again, and then hit him with two spirit guns to the face, one in the back of the head, one in the face. Like, he was like, if I'm going to put this guy away, I have to kill him. And I honestly really liked the bit of an arrogance for Ricochet. Ricochet flashed the Hurt Business, the Hurt Syndicate card to Renee earlier in the night in a little thing. So, I mean, Ricochet joining the Hurt Syndicate coming out of this would not be terrible to me. I think there's a lot of opportunities there as well.
Hey guys, do you want to get your penis hard? There's no ad read. I was just curious.
Oh, okay.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business, mailman.
So there you go, guys. That's how you get your penis hard. Cody Anderson says, Team AEW is shorter than naming each person, so it's easier to post on sites with character limits. We're not talking about on websites. We're talking about on the show.
Yeah.
Like the show.
Yeah.
Also, I've never been big on stories that are like, these people think this company sucks so terrible. I mean, NWO was NWO. That's just... Yeah. But when like your company is actually getting a lot of criticism,
right,
probably not best to highlight that. Probably just best to dig yourself out of that hole. N. Simmons says, really love how Ricochet played heel and the crowd realized it and turned. I like how both Ospreay and Ricochet inched out wins. He should be booked strong. He has a New Japan World title match next month. Do you have any certain proclivity to how you prefer these guys booked? Because listen, Ricochet is here to have incredible matches that he didn't feel like he was having to the degree that he is here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like you could easily lean into that, that arrogance. Like, I'm Ricochet. I'm the one and only, baby. I'm the best there is. And easily you could see that as heel, or you could root for it. I mean, there was a really, like, everyone was rooting for super arrogant Swerve. You know what I mean? So like there's that guy you can easily do. There's a lot of interesting stuff they can do with Ricochet as heel or face. I just think if you're going to make him heel, you don't have to change his move set and make it, you know, more heelish. He's not allowed to do flippy stuff if he's a heel. Just allow him to do it, but allow him to do it like, yeah, I know I'm the best. Look at me. Look how good I am. Like make that it, you know?
Private Party is confronted by Action Andretti and Leo Rush, which, you know, I'm glad they're a team, first off. But I just want to say this. The gap in promo ability between Andretti and Leo Rush is like way, way, way. Mm-hmm. But I'm very glad that Top Flight came along and said exactly what I was thinking, Alex.
Yeah.
What the hell did they do to get a tag title shot?
Right.
And it looks like maybe we're headed towards that match. Well, we are headed towards that match, the Top Flight versus Leo and Andretti. I'm glad that Action Andretti is away from Top Flight because it didn't need to happen anymore.
Right.
But yeah, I like Leo and Andretti as a team, but they got to get wins if they're going to challenge for these titles. But these three teams,
yeah,
if you let them go in the ring,
yeah,
some really cool stuff could happen.
Oh, for sure. I think that Leo and Andretti, I believe somebody was calling them Rush to Action with a two, numeral two in the middle. Rush to Action might not be a bad tag team name. Them versus Top Flight will be great. I guess they said winner gets a Private Party for the titles. Maybe this winds up just shaking out as a triple threat. No matter what happens in this match between Top Flight and Rush to Action. But yeah, I agree. This is the kind of thing where if indeed they're putting ROH on television, an immediate thing to do to stoke the fires of a tag division on television is to make Leo Rush and Action Andretti versus Top Flight a thing down there. Have them do a best of seven. You know what I mean? Like it could be a lot of fun. Those guys are all incredibly athletic and so much fun to watch. Make it a really cool little grudge feud down there.
JP says, what the hell was Leo Rush wearing? Those I love how stupid those jackets are with the spikes on them.
Oh, it was my so goodness. Good. Looked like
it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. We had Anna Jay, Mercedes backstage. This was okay, but
it's okay.
It was all right.
Yeah.
One of the things that I felt like AEW had done pretty well is develop undercard feuds and contenders. I saw somebody again that I very, very much respect tweeted that they felt like AEW books their women like it's an obligation. And I'm like, well, I don't feel that way at all, because I remember when they were the 9:30 segment every single week and that was it. Right. Then it was an obligation for them.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel that way. But I'm like, okay, I'm glad that they had Anna Jay beat Deonna Purrazzo and Penelope Ford for like before this happened. There's just something to me like where she went from losing to Mariah May on Collision.
Yeah.
Losing a, I saw her wrestle in New Japan Strong, lose a title match there, lose another title match a couple weeks later. I was just like, she'd be fine as a contender, but I'm like, man, she just had three title shots elsewhere. And I know that was part of her thing where she said, well, I can't challenge for this, but And I'm just like, ah, man, there are so many others though.
Yeah. Yes, there are so many others. And it, like the ones who are, for example, Willow and Jamie Hayter, they're doing another thing right now. You know, for the, for that New Japan Cup or whatever it's going to be called. I think it's I think there's other things to do. If there are the Renegade Twins in the building, is that what we're doing? If it's not the Renegade Twins, my thing is that I kind of like the idea, and I said this last week, that that Mercedes Moné basically hires Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie to be her protection racket, and that dyad can expand, maybe add Penelope Ford, maybe add somebody else to it, and basically you have Mercedes Moné and make it very obvious that Deonna Purrazzo keeps saying, as long as you keep paying me, you're gonna stay champ, and make that the thing. That Mercedes Moné talks, and that's what she always says. So that's how it works. So I think there's a really cool thing that you could actually do that and keep Mercedes active by having other people who can run interference for her in matches to even get a title shot. Anna Jay basically is at the top of the contenders list right now, but I don't think it's going to last much longer.
JP says, if Ricochet joins the Hurt Syndicate, won't that put him in direct competition with the Death Riders for the trios? Well, I mean, do you mean for the, like, just in general, or like trios titles? I would much rather that Death Riders go after the trios titles, but right now I'd just rather those titles be gone. I don't even remember who the damn trios champions are right now. Who are they?
The Death Riders.
The Death Riders have the trios titles.
Yes, that's what I was saying. You have Claudio in the.
You just said it, and I didn't even remember it, Alex.
Exactly. That's the thing, is that I believe that they are setting up some really cool options for the Death Riders to have trios challengers after the C2 is over. But the problem is, we're waiting until after the C2 is over to do any of that.
And it's not like they haven't defended them. They did defend them like a month ago, and then the C2 started, and they defended them right before that. It's just, I'm just so not a fan of this Death Riders angle. But Mariah May defeated Mina Shirakawa, who I might be talking to this weekend, by the way. Ooh. This is the type of match that I think they should have on AEW Dynamite. And realistically, they should also have a match of this magnitude on a pay-per-view.
Yes.
But I do feel like having matches like this that are this important are very, very important for their television properties. Thunder Rosa was wonderful ringside, basically doing the Lodi, the signs, which we'll get to what happened in the aftermath, but I rather enjoyed this match. I loved that it was a main event. I'll tell you what else I love, Alec. Yeah. NXT Deadline, WWE Raw, NXT, Dynamite, all main evented by women.
Yes.
And it wasn't like a big thing that a ton of people were making a big deal out of, but it's much more normal now. And this comes 20 years after Lita and Trish Stratus main evented Raw.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Agreed. It should be just a fact of life that the women main event sometimes. And it's not like, oh my God, the women are main eventing. It's just the women main event sometimes. And they it shouldn't be like rare, and it doesn't need to happen all the time. It just happens whenever that's the main match of the night. And I thought that this was, and I liked it the way they used the overrun, And I thought this was all really well done. I love Mariah May landing on her knee weird outside and Mina working the leg the entire night. I still love Mariah May using the Storm Zero to finish people. I thought this was really an excellent way to start all this. And Thunder Rosa at ringside as the obvious next challenger for Mariah May made what should have been a possible obvious return less predictable, because they basically showed you through the entire match, Thunder Rosa is the next challenger to Mariah May, which made us go, well, then I guess Tony's not showing up because they already have a next challenger to Mariah May. And then Tony showed up, which was actually kind of a really good way of dealing with that.
Tom LaValle says, love the women's main event. Pump for all the ladies. Mariah, Rosa, Tony, Mina, Shamika, Keisha, Tara, Sabrina, Crystal, Durant. That's a Freak of Leak reference.
Oh, is it? I wouldn't know because I haven't heard the song.
Oh, God. That's good stuff. Zach says, my grandma can do a better figure four than that. Yeah, the figure four wasn't good.
No.
Oh, that was good stuff. Meet Normus says, here's a small sack of monies for a very good Dynamite. Going next week, I'll be wearing a meat shirt and otherwise handsome. Mina should have won. I'll be talking hopefully to Mina about that Saturday. We're tentatively scheduled for an interview, but this week I've got an interview with Gabe Kidd dropping. Ooh. Oh boy. I just prompted him to talk trash about people. It was great. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He was, I can't remember who I think talked. I asked him about Shingo Takagi and he was like, he doesn't look like a baby to you. Like he's stuffed into that little body like that. It's phenomenal. It is already up early on Fightful Select Tier 2. JP says, agree with Alex's point that having the Hurt Syndicate come to an agreement with the Death Riders is a good idea, but if Ricochet joins Hurt Syndicate after, it feels like they'd be up against each other. Yeah, but I think what might eventually happen is the Hurt Syndicate might be the ones that derail.
Could be.
And maybe like
could be
Hurt Syndicate and Swerve type of thing. Oh, I think that could be a good one. Like, yeah, like a team up thing. Music hits. Tony Storm is back. OG Tony Storm is back. Interesting. A lot of people love Timeless Tony, but you know, I feel like she can bring that in and out whenever she needs to. Parker says, love that Nigel brought up the Ghost of Christmas Past when Tony came back. And Adelaide Chamberlain said, been a rough few weeks for me, but it's always great to spend time with everyone here. Love the show tonight. Happy Tony's back. Alex is helping me get into the holiday spirit. Thanks. Well, I hope that things get better for you. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Adelia. But we appreciate that you're spending your time here with us, and hopefully it cheers you up a little bit. Tony being back, good. She had her absence. She had, you know, her time away, and the crowd missed her. She was getting emotional there. It's good to see her back.
Yeah. I will hold final judgment until we see what this is. I wasn't ready to say goodbye to Timeless Tony. I think it's to me, as far as like gimmicks go, and I think it's fair to say that was a gimmick. Like not just a character, but a gimmick of the character. It might be my favorite ever. And I don't think it's even arguable that it's the best of this decade. Like it was, and I thought there was so much more to do with it, with her as a returning righteous babyface to claim the title that was stolen from her by Mariah May. I thought there was so much more left in the tank for that thing. To see it just gone, like I miss it already. But if if the plan is for her, because we didn't hear her say anything. So I kind of think there's a possibility that it's still Timeless Tony just wearing the old Tony Storm stuff. I don't know. We will see. I trust Tony Storm enough as a performer now to know that she's going to make really good decisions with how she performs stuff. So I just, it was a shock to my system to see old Tony Storm back. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised because that's not the Tony that we saw her like do away with.
Right.
But I'm also excited. Also excited to see where it goes and to see if something causes her to have to pull that out, so right. to speak. Odds on Copeland returning January 1st. This is a guess. I would say 75-80%.
Yeah. I think it's a very, very, very good chance of it simply because of the timeline since the injury and also where it's being done. And also where it's being done and when it's being done. The mother of all simulcasts. They're trying to make that a huge show. Having Adam Copeland return in Asheville on that show would be a major deal. I think that increases the chances.
Mid-Cyclo says, if Action Andretti and Leo are going to be a tag team together, their name should be Bottom Driver instead of Top Flight. What? And says, also, how I am also young, but I know Freak Alik, but Alex doesn't.
I was not into the hip-hop scene at the time that was going on. I'm sorry.
Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
Apparently not on the right radio station to hear that song, but you can find me on the social medias at Alex Sour Graps. You can find me on Fightful Select doing a watch along a Rampage while talking about SmackDown on Friday. Saturday, we're going to do a Saturday Night's Main Event review. Friday during the day, we are going to do another episode of This Is Cinema, but it's not a movie. It's an episode of a TV show. It is the episode of Walker, Texas Ranger that guest starred Hulk Hogan as a reformed white supremacist biker teaching the gangs of the community how to come together through basketball. It is one of the worst hours of television I've ever seen. I cannot wait to talk about it. So that'll be on Fightful Select during the day on Friday. That should be a lot of fun.
Guys, thank you all so much. Dropped an interview with Tony Khan today. I've got like 20 interviews in the can. You'll see him over the next several weeks. I'm here for Saturday night's main event. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Please vote in the Fightful Awards starting this Saturday night. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.